It's that time of the year again, should be that time of the month, but they have been sporadic due to people just being so crazy and chaotically busy. Station X at Bletchley Park. Follow the hashtag, #BPark, should you want to know what's going on at Bletchley Park, because there is a lot going on right now. Or you can grab hold of
Catherine Lynch, Media Manager, the Bletchley Park Trust. There's so much going on, I don't even know where to begin, but I suppose the obvious thing is Project Neptune, as we're calling it, which is the restoration of Block C, which was the home of the Card Index and the Freebornery, where the punch card machines lived in during the war, and Huts 3 and 6. And how do we even begin to describe how historically important they are? That's where German Army, Air Force and Secret Service Enigma was broken, translated and processed for intelligence, so paraphrased to cover the fact that this place was even existed. All of that work went on in there, but the buildings are crumbling now. So now work is actually finally underway after we got the £7.4 million Heritage Lottery funded project finally all sealed off, signed off, underway. And this time next year we'll start to see the fruits of that labour and we'll get these buildings open and part of the museum experience here.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I passed a lot of building workers who came in. It looks like new car parks going in and development happening right now.
Yes, as part one of the early parts of the project is we're going to clear car parking from the internal part of the site to restore it much more to its wartime park atmosphere. Because, of course, the park environment was really important to the, you know, clear your head, get out of those stuffy huts in which there wasn't much daylight. There were coke stoves. Everyone was allowed to smoke. You can imagine the intensity. Also, everybody knew how important the work was, so you can imagine that intense fog of concentration needed to get out and walk around the lake, and you'll get much more of that authentic atmosphere soon.
Of course, there's another way to find out what's going on right here. There is an RSS feed knocking around out there that people can subscribe to, and they get delivered some of the finest produced audio available on the internet. Some of the only produced audio which actually focuses wholly on Bletchley Park. And that, I think, was initially the brainchild of MC Fontaine Mark Cotton. If only he could be here with us right now.
If only I could.
You want me to do this?
It was between me and Catherine, obviously. Catherine's got a background from BBC Radio as a producer and a presenter, so we met when Catherine first started here, and we both realised we had the same idea, really, that, you know, we both loved audio and we wanted to promote this place, and it just seemed the perfect thing to do. And Mark Rock suggested that we take a channel from Audio Boo, which they kindly gave us free of charge, and we started the podcast. So we've been going since August last year?
Yeah, August or September, and it takes you to the events and it brings you inside and it sort of brings you into the inner workings a little bit, and hopefully helps you keep track of all the rapid changes going on around here and all the exciting things that are still to come.
And you play quite a big part in delivering the news and in production, as in producing what, you know, comes in. When it comes to the audio, there's a lot of interesting sound effects and sounds which are captured from around the place. Is that your input?
Yeah, that's me mainly. I mean, there's just, because of this site and just the different mishmash of buildings you've got, there's always something weird that you can capture. So whether it's me getting Catherine to walk up and down a stone corridor that's
clanging an old 1940s radiator.
Yeah, we've done that.
And actually, I can just give you a little insight into how frustrated Mark gets as an audio producer that there is nowhere on this site that's properly quiet. And we find this with documentary makers all the time. So we need a quiet room. So, well, we've got a quiet-ish room, and I'm not even going to give away where it is because it won't be quiet anymore. But it's even in there. You've got people above in offices and all sorts of external sounds you just can't control. But yeah, it really, I hope that the podcast brings you here and gives you a half an hour here, but all the best in a potted little, you know, download of what's happening and what there is to talk about.
Of course, ultimately, you will only really get a feel should you be physically here. The podcast is definitely that space in between knowing nothing about and then knowing an awful lot about. You should come educated. Where can people go and find the podcast?
On audioboo.fm, where we have a channel, Bletchley Park channel. We're also on iTunes. We've got a Facebook page and on Twitter, where we're at BPark Podcast.
No excuse now. Click subscribe, get educated and find out what's happening. Next big thing you're excited about?
Well, we've got some new multimedia guides coming out fairly soon. We were filming with Dr. Jonathan Foyle, who I gather has been on the telly quite a lot, but I think I'd never heard of him before, but I'm learning all the time. He was fantastic. He was fantastic. He takes you around the site and tells you the story of the World War II codebreakers, and it will be in an easy handheld, updated video format with audio. There's clips of veterans and all sorts in there, and that will be out soon. And that will replace what we have, quite sort of old, you may remember, you've seen them in a lot of museums, audio wands that talk to you about what you're looking at. So this is a much, you know, more up-to-date, multimedia, interactive version. And we're really excited about that.
Looking forward to it. Twitter name, finally, what's your Twitter name?
At BParkPR.
And of course, there is the Bletchley Park Twitter account you can check out. MC Fontaine.
MC Fontaine.
I'm Documentally. And don't forget, should you want to come to the monthly or so Geek Meet, there are a number of people talking tech, gadgets, and of course Bletchley Park, looking at some of the new literature and printed materials right now, not far away from us in the canteen at Hut 4. You can follow Station X and find out more about that. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.